The state of Nevada, like the state of Michigan, is highly dependent on one industry. In Michigan, about 22% of the workforce depends on automaking. In Nevada, 26% of workers are in gambling or tourism. We just heard how the auto industry is doing. NPR's Ted Robbins visited Las Vegas to find out how Sin City is doing.
If you want to know how a town is doing, ask a cab driver. Phil Stout, gray hair, glasses, and goatee, talks as we zoom past the neon riot of hotels and casinos along the Las Vegas Strip.
That's not a good sign when you could drive up and down this street, okay? Normally, you're not supposed to be able to drive up and down here on any night after 9 or 10 o'clock.
Stout says his business is down 25%. You used to have to wait for a cab from the airport to a hotel. Not these days. Hotel occupancy rates are down from a year ago, and so are rates. Jan Jones is a former mayor of Las Vegas. She's now a vice president with Harrah's Corporation, which owns 7 Vegas hotel casinos, including Caesar's Palace.
We're in a state of crisis because the revenues are down, and these are very big properties that are very expensive to operate.
A room that went for $180 a night in October is $99 now. And the hotels that used to go for $99, they are really getting squeezed.
Hi.
Step into the Holiday House, a rundown motel next to the Hollywood Wedding Chapel at the end of the strip. Night manager Irish Jimmy Barry stops watching TV to show me the guest register.
Let's see, what did I do tonight? That should be all the way down here. As you can see, there's 1, 2, 3 sales. What's that? Total of the day.
How long have you been here?
I have been working here over 10 years.
And you haven't seen it this bad since?
Never, no. Oh, no. Oh, gosh, no, no.
The Holiday House is charging $35 a night, and it still can't get customers. The drop in visitors to Vegas was 10% last month, the largest drop since 9/11. Those who are coming are spending less. And not just for rooms. Gambling revenues for October were down 24% from last year. Still, the shows go on.
My name is Penn Gillespie, partner teller. We're Penn and Teller. Thanks a lot. Good night.
Though many shows are now offering incentives to fill seats.
Shows that were absolutely 100% no discount, no nothing, you couldn't even get into them, are now offering discounts.
Penn Jillette is the talkative half of the magician duo Penn and Teller, which has its own theater at the Rio Hotel and Casino.
But I've heard big cheeses in town just saying they've kind of written off 2009. 2009 is going to be a bad year. And I don't mean written off like every casino closes, but I mean like no one better expect it to be up very much.
The big cheeses may have written off 2009, but the little guys are already suffering. Nevada Job Connect, the state's name for its unemployment office, is packed. 2 floors of people in lines, in chairs, and at computers looking at job listings.
Looking for a hotel, restaurant, hospitality, anything. You know, I worked 22 years, nothing but in hotel industry.
Britt Bajwa has been out of work since the summer. He says he'll take just about anything.
And so far I put like 80 applications and nothing.
The Culinary Union, which represents most resort and casino workers, says as many as 5,000 of its members have lost their jobs or had hours reduced since the start of the year. Construction workers are faring badly too. Jeremy Aguero says 54 Las Vegas projects have been canceled or put on hold. Aguero co-owns Applied Analysis, which tracks the Nevada economy.
And the scary part, I think, for many businesses is that today may look a heck of a lot more like what normal is than what it looked like in 2006 and 2007 when businesses had geared up for a very unsustainable level of consumer spending globally.
Dialing back expectations doesn't mean Las Vegas will blow away. It's still reinventing itself to attract visitors. A couple of luxury hotels are under construction or nearly done, Wynn's Encore and the Fontainebleau. And MGM Mirage and Dubai World just secured the last billion to finish the $8 billion city center, the most expensive private construction project in U.S. history. It's set to open in a year, employing 12,000 workers. Of course, City Center alone will have to find 6,000 customers to fill its rooms and condos. Ted Robbins, NPR News.